I should hesitate to say much about that because I don't really have much in the way of perspectives. Reading the newspapers, of course, you read about the current woes of Lucent and Cisco and others. And I have very strong feeling, just as a human being, not as an informed observer. I'm not an informed observer, but a very strong feeling that this is a temporary state of affairs, which is just an indirect way of saying that you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, I really feel that with cellular technology and the capacity of optical fibers and the prospects for increase in the capacity and the, I'm sure, the final overcoming of the handicap of that last low capacity mile, bring it into people's house. I don't think we've seen anything yet compared to what the future is likely to bring. I think information in unimaginable quantities will pour all over the globe and be brought into people's homes at the command. I'm not sure that I regard that with unalloyed joy, but I have if there is a satisfaction, I have some satisfaction in knowing that I probably won't live long enough to see a great deal of it. But give you an idea of my technical savvy and development. I started doing email about 5 years ago on a very elementary TV-associated system. A couple of years ago, my kids, my computer-savvy kids, they're all computer-savvy, bought me and installed a little laptop computer and printer. And it's a very rare day that I don't email. I have 4 children and 2 daughters-in-law, and it's a very rare day that I don't have email with 2 or 3 of them, as well as with 2 or 3 old associates. And my routine is to get up, get myself washed up and shaved, prepare a little breakfast and so on. And the next stop is the computer. And I would judge that I spend at least an hour on it, on the average, every day. I often wonder myself, is this the best way to spend my time? And the reason I bring that up is, what are we going to do when all this information and capacity of things is brought into your desk and your terminal? I can imagine people getting sedentaryitis sitting there while the world is brought to their door. So as I say, I don't look at it with, there's something satisfying about getting out of your chair and going someplace. I haven't been to a movie in a year. the answer to your question, in short, is I think it's almost unlimited, really. A tremendous expansion coming. We're in a lull right now, but it's temporary.